Justice Watch people who are watching Justice Watch, we appreciate you tuning in. And from all of us here, we'll see you next week, same time, same place, same channel. And until that time, stay blessed.
NBC News on KCAA Loma Linda, sponsored by Teamsters Local 1932, protecting the future of working families, Teamsters1932.org.
NBC News Radio, I'm Chris Caraggio.
Multiple sources indicate President Biden is allowing Ukraine to strike Russia with U.S.-made long-range missiles. Reuters also reports Ukraine plans to launch strikes in the coming days. This comes after news of North Korean soldiers arriving at the front to fight alongside Russian troops. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky has been requesting permission to use U.S.-supplied weapons to strike deep inside Russia for months. The White House declined to comment on the reports. Federal prosecutors are accusing hip-hop mogul Sean Diddy Combs of attempting to obstruct his criminal sex trafficking case after a search of the jail where he's been held. Prosecutors say they determined Diddy has been contacting witnesses and making calls to people outside of his approved contact list through the phone accounts of eight other inmates. They also allege that Combs has been paying contacts to sway public opinion in his favor through social media posts.
I'm Chris Caraggio, NBC News Radio.
For several years, KCAA has been marketing the Youngevity brand of nutritional and personal care products. Our experience with Youngevity has been 100% positive, so we are pleased to recommend them to you. Regarding nutritional supplements, we recommend Pollen Burst in the berry flavor and Tangy Tangerine 2.0 in the tablet form. For regularity issues, we recommend 3-Day Cleanse, and for personal care, we recommend Morning Hydration Cream. You can shop online for Youngevity at www.kcaateam.com, or you can order by phone by calling 800-982-3197 and tell customer support that you are part of the KCAA team. Youngevity is an American company based in San Diego. Call Youngevity at 800-982-3197 and ask about monthly auto ship that allows you to buy Youngevity products at wholesale prices. That number again, 800-982-3197.
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
No, it's Super Roth!
Okay, a gimmicky opening for a commercial about Super Roth Universal Life Insurance, but I'm sure it got your attention. Now, what is a Super Roth, you ask? It's a permanent indexed universal life insurance that's totally liquid and easily accessible once it matures, can be used to supplement retirement savings or a death benefit, or both, has no income or contribution limit, has no 5-year rule like Roth IRAs, has no 10% penalty for accessing the funds before age 59 and a half. Oh, and the average historical returns are 5 to 7% annually, tax-free. Super Roths also lock in gains, which means you don't lose your money when the market is down. Sounds incredible, right? Sounds super? Super Roths are the way of the future, specifically your future. To see if you qualify for a Super Roth, go online to thesuperroth.com.
Our sponsor, Pacific Vintage Development of Redlands, is family-owned and operated, serving the Inland Empire with over 20 years of quality and pride. Call the pros at 951-992-8072. Again, 951-992-8072. Always looking forward to seeing you. That's Pacific Vintage Development.
Do you want to learn and get answers to questions not addressed in the mass media? Then you want to hear my show, Business Game Changers, with me, Sarah Westall. I have conversations with thought leaders who have the courage to address off-limit topics so you and your family have the tools to make the right decisions. Join me Wednesdays at 4 p.m. on 1050 a.m. and 106.5 FM right here at KCAA, that station that leaves no listener behind.
It's that time of year again. No, not the holidays. Medicare open enrollment. And if you have questions about Medicare, you should talk to the local experts, Paul Barrich and Associates. Paul and his agents are certified with plans that are accepted by most of the medical groups in our area. Call 909-793-0385. That's 909-793-0385. Their services are free, and after 43 years in the business, their agents are trained to help you pick the plan that's right for you.
Miss your favorite show?
Download the podcast at kcaaradio.com.
Are you ready to embark on a journey towards inner peace where your real home resides? In a world that never stops, finding peace can feel impossible. Welcome to Inner Peace Radio, your sanctuary for self-discovery and mental clarity. I am your host, Lupe Garcia, and my co-host,
Brenda Cruz. We are sharing teachings based on Course of Miracles in English and Spanish.
Thank you for listening. You can join us now. Welcome, everybody. What a pleasure this Sunday. We're going to go ahead and begin. We're going to start with our holy instant. So let's get ready for this Sunday evening. And it goes like this. This holy instant, what I give to you, Holy Spirit, be you in charge, for I would follow you, certain that your direction gives us peace. And if what we need is a word to help us, that is what you will provide to us. And if what I need is a thought, that is what you will give us. And what if I need is stillness and a tranquil, open mind, these are the gifts I will receive of Him, the Holy Spirit. For He is in charge by our request, and He will hear and answer us because He speaks for God, our Father, and His Holy Son. And today's lesson goes like this. In me, salvation means and end are one. We want to go ahead and welcome our caller. We have a guest today, and her name is Carol. Carol, are you here? Are you with us?
Yes, I am, Lupe.
Wonderful. Yes. Welcome to Inner Peace Radio.
Thank you for inviting me.
Wonderful. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do, what services and products you provide?
Sure. My name is Carol Krakauer. I have been a speech pathologist for over 30 years. I am a mom and a grandma.
Aww.
I do is I have, for parents, I have videos on Facebook and YouTube, and I've written a book, because what I have noticed over the years is that parents are very anxious when they have a child who's not speaking well. And most of the time, parents feel that it's their fault, that they're not doing something they should be doing. And that's not true. That's the child they've got. And for parents, it's very important to accept that this is the child they got who needs their help. And to go on a journey to help the child achieve good speech, which is essential to being human. We all have to communicate with others.
Wonderful. And I think that that's a beautiful service that you provide. And how do you feel? Can you share a little bit about what you provide that can help these parents achieve that goal?
Sure. Well, let me just describe that when parents first come into my office, and it's the mom and the dad, very often there's a disagreement, and they're bringing their child in, and one of them feels that the child needs help, and the other feels that the child does not, or maybe if they tried harder, or they stimulated the child more, the child would react. Very often there's a disagreement in the family if the grandma has said something. You know, if it's her mother, she wants the child to be seen. If it's his mother, she wants to disprove it. So there's always family dynamic when a child comes in.
So would you say that it's the parents' or the grandparents' perception of this child?
Well, oftentimes one parent will say, gee, you know, I'm taking the child to the playground and the child's not speaking as well as other children of the same age, or I'm concerned that I can't understand what the child is saying. And the other parents say, no, the child's fine. Absolutely fine. You know, it's my kid. It's fine.
Yeah.
And so the parents get delayed and the child becomes frustrated because they don't want to say to themselves, it's not my fault, it's the child I got. My child needs help, and my job as a parent is to help my child. It's not a reflection on the upbringing.
It's not a reflection on the parenting skills.
Right. Parents are under the misconception, and I'm amazed after doing this for 30 years, that parents are under the misconception that a child who's stimulated enough will speak well. Not true. You know, if the child were locked in a closet all the time, well, maybe, but that's not the case. You know, the parents most of the time are loving parents, and they are not aware that there are many different reasons why a child may not speak well. And so I said, I want to put together reasons. I have a book, 10 Reasons Why Your Child Is Not Speaking as Expected. Because most of the time, two parents are saying, geez, he's not speaking well, he's probably not smart, and I don't want to say that. Well, the real smart kids have a lot of speech issues. I've seen it for 30 years, and parents don't know that. So it's very important for parents to know that there are, I listed 10 different reasons why a child would not speak well. There are muscle-based reasons. There are perceptual reasons. There are neurological reasons. There are structural reasons in their mouth. So that's why parents are reluctant. And I want them to know that, you know, very often things can be done that will help their child tremendously. So I have some videos on YouTube, some videos on Facebook for parents to get information.
Wonderful.
There is a book on Amazon, Speak to Me, 10 Reasons Why Your Child Is Not Speaking as Expected. It will help the, you know who will help? It will help the first parent who's saying, I think there's something. I have to speak to my spouse. Because that's essentially what it's for, to say to the spouse, look, you know, I think she's really a smart little girl, but here's why I think she's having a problem.
But I would say that the education or the practice or saying that the child is either intelligent or not smart really doesn't make a difference to the actual outcome of the child speaking, correct?
There are many different reasons why she may not be speaking correctly, and a tremendous number of them can be alleviated and addressed right away. So, you know, there are some situations in which the child may have a significant handicap, but there are many other situations in which the child needs a boost now.
Got it. And what resources do you provide, Carol, that besides the 10 tips that you have, or the 10 different strategies, I would say?
I have a course for parents on my website, speaktomeplease.com. And what's different about the course is that it has a workbook for parents where 10 different reasons are explained. And it teaches parents how to observe their child and how to write down what their child is doing and then look and see, well, why is my child having difficulty speaking? Is it that the child is not hearing well? Is the child not perceiving words? Does the child have a difficulty in the mouth? So that parents get an idea. Because another thing I have seen over the years is that parents often think that, gee, the kid down the street used bubbles and straws, and that worked, so I'm going to do bubbles and straws. Well, that child may have a completely different issue than your child. So one size does not fit all. So for parents, it's very important to know why.
And how long is your course, Carol?
It's an online course.
So they can take it at any time?
They could take it at any time. If they go to speaktomeplease.com and look at the course, they can download the course, work at home. I would say for parents, it takes about a week, probably a week of observing your child and writing things down and noticing things that you may not notice. And at the end of that course, you should be able to say, okay, now I understand. You know, my child can do this, but can't do this. It's probably this kind of a reason. And that's important for parents to know.
Would you say that a lot of times the parents are also very distracted or not in the here and the now, where they're not really focused because I'm going to say their workloads, because the, you know, everyday life. Do you think that that plays a part as well?
I think not noticing these things? You know what? I think that's easy for all of us to get into that. You know, there's always a to-do list. There are all kinds of pressures at work and pressures to maintain everything else. And there may be other children in the family. And it's easy to say, oh, you know, he'll outgrow it. It's temporary.
There you go. Yeah. But,
and we're all capable of doing that. We're all capable of saying, you know what? I'll think about this in the summer. I'll think about this after the holidays. I'll think about, you know.
Right. Procrastinate. But, right.
Children get very frustrated because part of being human is communicating with other people and expressing yourself. It's a very essential part of being human, and when children can't do that adequately, they get very frustrated, and many children will throw tantrums. Very young children will throw tantrums.
Right. So prioritizing their children in this would be very efficient for their children to be able to know their importance in their family, right?
Yes, and also prioritizing helping the child. And I see that this is very difficult for parents, too. And, you know, I had 5 children. I know. I was a parent. There are lots of things going on. But when your child has an issue that can be helped, you do want to address it, and you want to follow through. Following through is very important. And I think about how it makes the child feel that this is important to the parent, that my mom and my dad care about how right. I function as a person and are willing to help me out.
Yeah, that is very important, very, very important, because that only brings them, that brings the baby or the child. What are the age groups that we're talking about, Carol? Can you give us an age group that you work with or that you've worked with before?
Well, I work with people of all ages, but generally at around age 2, parents start to get concerned. 1-year-olds vary greatly in how many words they say, and there's a lot of range of normal for 1-year-olds. But by about age 2, if a child's not saying 50 words, or putting 2 words together in unique sentences like daddy's home or puppy's pick, parents start to say, gee, other kids are saying this. Why isn't my child?
So that's the age that they start noticing the differences.
Yeah, I would say by the second birthday. By the second birthday, for many issues, if the child is not speaking as well as others, parents say, well, what's going on here? Why not? But then there are other things in the preschool years, like some children are very difficult to understand, and they could be very intelligent children, but they could have an issue with motor planning or with perceiving sounds and words, and parents say, how come grandma still can't understand Johnny?
Right, right. Well, that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
You know, or parents will interpret for the child. You know, the child says something, and the parent repeats it in English.
So do you think language barrier plays a part as well in society for these children, since there's so many languages being spoken sometimes through different cultural families?
You mean that the parent doesn't perceive the importance, or
that there might be more than one language in the family setting?
No, that has been proven not to be an issue. because language learning is inherent in children, and being bilingual or trilingual as a child is an asset and is something that is normal in most, in many families. So being bilingual does not hold a child back. But what I'm saying is that if a child's having difficulty, the difficulty is within the child. It's not the family situation.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, I love what you're sharing, Carol. Is there simple techniques that you could provide our audience or that they could practice with their child?
Well, it depends upon what the child's difficulty is. I have a video on YouTube. Look at YouTube, Carol Krakauer SLP, and it shows how to take a child from babbling to first words. So there are many techniques that speech pathologists will use to have a child perceive a sound and say something like, ah. So, for example, if your child can just say, ah, and you want your child to say, up, make it into a game. You know, you take the child and say, ah, and you lift the child up when you say the p, so the child can see and hear the p. You're trying to get the child to say up. Anything with games, we do games a lot. And if a child's practicing words or something, I always tell parents, we have to say 5 words that a little child may be practicing. Make it fun. But have the child practice as you're tossing toys into the bathtub. You know, you're going to say the words that the child's working on, and get the child to say, and then you toss the toy into the bathtub, you know, so eventually he has all his toys in the bathtub.
That's a cute idea. I love that idea, because the children are always looking, if they can have some playful added repetition, I think it would stick to them, correct? It would stay. They'll remember.
Right. Anything paired with fun. We always do fun things in the office. You know, we play games. We do things with toys. It's targeted because we're looking for a certain word or a certain sound, but the child thinks we're just playing, but we're not.
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful that you have this online course. Now, do you also provide in-person or just the online courses?
We just do the online. We are in New Jersey, and we do have an office in New Jersey, and we do see children every day for the last 30 years.
Beautiful. You know?
But that's not feasible, especially for people who live in rural areas or people who don't have access to as many services. That's right. Why I think it's important.
So the online course is the best resource.
It's the best resource to get parents started. My plan is to put more courses online because there are many parents who, once they understand what the child needs, they're great. They're great at helping their child, but they have to understand what they're doing.
Wonderful. And I have one more, few more questions for you, Carol. How did you end up teaching this? Was this your passion? Has this been your passion for a while now, or how did you get started?
Teaching courses for parents?
Yes.
I previously taught courses to other speech pathologists, and I gave webinars to speech pathologists.
Wonderful.
And really enjoy. I just enjoy it. Now that my children are all grown and I have grandchildren, I have a little bit more time.
Oh, wonderful! That's
you know,
beautiful.
I enjoy putting things together. I enjoy teaching, and so I thought, well, I've been observing these parents coming into my clinic all these years who are always confused about what's causing this. I said, well, let me just address this. Let me put a course together.
That's beautiful. I love that. I love that you took the time to put this together for all the community to be able to purchase online. And I also have a question for you in regards to how does this fulfill you? Does this bring peace to you? Does it bring peace to the parents? What is the response you've been getting from the parents after they've done your course?
That's essentially why I did it, because the parents come in confused. And there's no reason in this day and age to be confused. It makes me feel like I'm fulfilling a purpose.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Because I, you know, this is where I love speech therapy, and it's a career, but it's also a vocation. And if I can make parents feel better about helping their child and not guilty, that's the thing that perplexes me. Guilty, don't feel guilty.
And that is exactly what this radio show is all about, eradicating guilt from everyone and making sure that we have peace. And I love that.
If the parents just say to themselves, look, this is the child God has given me. My job to grow as a parent is to help this child. Turn it around. It's not, I'm not performing as a parent. No, my job is to help the child I was given.
That's beautiful. And provide all the resources available to them.
Right. And it makes, for the parent, it's calming, you know, because you know that you have been given this challenge by God. And you can rise up to it. And you just need the tools. You need the faith and you need the tool.
And I believe also that the child just lights up when they're able to be heard, be seen, and be able to pronounce what they, in their, the language barriers have been limiting them or thinking they're limited in some way or form.
Right, right. And they can't express themselves. And then with the tools, they can, you know, and they feel more fully human.
Yes, that's beautiful. Well, I love what you've been sharing, and I know the audience will check all of your social media platforms. Would you be able to tell the audience where they can find all your resources once again, please?
Sure. My website is speaktomeplease.com. You can look on Facebook, Speak to Me Please. You can look on YouTube, Carol Krakower, K-R-A-K-O-W-E-R. You can look on Amazon, and under my name as an author, Carol Krakower, K-R-A-K-O-W-E-R. And I certainly hope to be putting together more courses for parents so that parents will feel much more at ease.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for the service that you provide families, parents, and these little children that are eager and ready to be heard and listened to, and so that they can express themselves the way they've always wanted to, but more than likely also for the parents to recognize that it has nothing to do with their parenting skills, but that these resources are available for their children and they are available so that they can be able to be learned and practice at their own pace. I'm assuming this can be done at any time, correct?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. And is there anything else you'd like to share?
No, I just want parents to feel confident that if they love their child and they're aware of who their child is, they can help their child.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Carol, for coming on as a guest. We appreciate your services and thank you for making families provide these families these resources for them to be able to have better communication with their children, and so their children can be able to communicate better with anyone that they meet and also with their grandparents, which I know they spend more time with grandparents than they do with their parents. Is that correct, Carol?
Well, as a grandma, I certainly hope so.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much, Carol, for providing your services. You take care. Bye-bye.
Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Thank you. We're going to go to a short pause, and we'll see you in a bit.
CAA. Radio has openings for one-hour talk shows. If you want to host a radio show, now is the time. Make KCAA your flagship station. Our rates are affordable and our services are second to none. We broadcast to a population of 5 million people. Plus, we stream and podcast on all major online audio and video systems. If you've been thinking about broadcasting a weekly radio program on real radio plus the internet, contact our CEO at 281-599-9800. 281-599-9800. You can Skype your show from your home to our Redlands, California studio, where our live producers and engineers are ready to work with you personally. A radio program on KCAA is the perfect work from home avocation in these stressful times. Just type kcaaradio.com into your browser to learn more about hosting a show on the best station in the nation, or call our CEO for details. 281-599-9800.
And now, the voices of KCAA with an exciting announcement.
Want to hear NBC News or KCAA anywhere you go? Well, now there's an app for that.
KCAA is celebrating 25 years and our silver anniversary with a brand new app.
The new KCAA app is now available on your smart device, cell phone, in your car, or any place.
Just search KCAA on Google Play or in the Apple Store.
One touch and you can listen on your car radio, Bluetooth device, Android Auto, or Apple CarPlay.
Catch the KCAA buzz in your earbuds or on the streets, celebrating 25 years of talk, news, and excellence with our new KCAA app.
Just do it and download it.
KCAA, celebrating 25 years.
Here we go. Well, welcome back. We want to thank Carol for sharing her resources, and we want to speak about how we communicate with the Holy Spirit in A Course of Miracles. It is. I'm going to go ahead and read to you a section of Principles of Miracles, Chapter 1 of A Course of Miracles, and it reads like this. It is a means of communication of the created with the Creator. So communicating with God is essence to be able to find our inner peace, in order for us to be able to create that link between the Creator and the created. We speak to the Holy Spirit, and we ask Him to show us how to speak to our Father, and how to be guided, and how to be led forward to the things that we need to do in this daily, or I'm going to say, experience that we live. A lot of times I wake up and tell the Holy Spirit, okay, what am I going to say? Who am I going to speak to? And how am I going to communicate? Not only with my kids, but with my husband and whoever I come across. A lot of times communicating in silence is also a way of communication. Not speaking a lot of times. I've spoken a lot since I have recollection, I'm going to say. And the Spirit has mentioned in my mind many times that inner voice has let me know in certainty that being quiet a lot of times is the best form of communication. Do you have anything to say on that, Brenda?
Communication with the Spirit. So one of the questions that I make when I wasn't following the others' kind of religions or orientations, spiritual orientations, it was this one: why the prayers are not answered? And the answer was the prayers were answered, but what kind of prayer are you doing? How are you talking with your inner teacher? How? What are you asking for? Because everything that is happening in my life is because this is what I ask for. Even though if I conscious or if I'm not conscious about this. So the first things that I learned, I think many people know how to do it, but for me it was very good to know this. So the Father, God, He already created us perfect.
abundance. And a lot of miracles are happening all the time, every moment, every instant. But I ask why I can't see the miracles. And then the other question was, how can I see it? How can I recognize it? And then the prayer that I learned is this. The Holy Spirit, or God, the Creator, it's like a friend. And when you became as a daughter or son of God, we are dependent the whole time in any and every situation, and every single decision, we are depending on God. Because if we are depending on ourselves, we answer using our past, about what happened in the past, how here in this situation, how what happened in the past. For example, yesterday I hear some friends talking about the new president and why they were worried about it, that it's going to happen. And when I heard them, they were talking like that they already know what's going to happen. Many situations coming from her thoughts, from her mind. All then, it was a communication, but based on the past. What's going to happen? They already were preparing for the worst thing happen. This is the ego, because the ego is always using the old past situations to keep us in this jail that we call war.
Yeah, it keeps us binded.
And then the communication with the spirit is, for example, like this in this situation that I'm talking about, it's Father. I think I know what's going to happen. I worry about this, this, and this. Father, I'm not trusting. Is that the way you say
yeah.
it?
Yeah, trust.
I'm not trusting in anything. I'm not trusting something outside. This is the prayer. The very honest, how you're feeling, what you're thinking. And the purpose to tell this to the God or the Holy Spirit, the only purpose can be to let it go. Put it in as the Holy Spirit's hands. And just, I don't know how to say this, Lupita.
What is it?
Rendirse.
Surrender.
Surrendering. And just trust and know that it's not in your control. That you don't have the power. The power is in you, but you don't have the power. The power belongs to God. And everything is perfect, even though if we are not, our eyes, that are eyes of lack, or ears, a mouth that are lack, even though they show us something, but everything is in hands of God. And the salvation is safe. It's always are being safe. We are safe in God's hands.
That is the reason we go to the Holy Spirit. When we recognize the Holy Spirit, miracles adjust those levels of perception that are incorrect. He makes adjustments when we are honest and we question these. When we ask the Holy Spirit and we're being honest and asking Him that these ideas that we're thinking, that we know what our future is going to look like, that we know what's going to happen because we're grabbing from our past. The ego wants us to be binded in these wrong perceptions and these levels of perception, but it is our responsibility, as Brenda mentioned, to surrender those perceptions before the Holy Spirit, recognizing that they're not, so that then the Holy Spirit will properly align them with that of the Father's will. And this places the Holy Spirit at the center, where it can communicate directly the message that we need to hear. to be able to enter into a place of peace when these wrong perceptions are guiding us to worrying, are guiding us to projecting a future of disaster, or any perception that's causing worry, that is going to frighten us. And the Spirit wants to align that perception with that of the Father's so that we in turn can be in peace. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. So for many years, we were asking something that we already have, and we came in with all those treasures. That yes. is peace, happiness. We can have. How do you say this? We can have excuses.
We can have excuses.
We can have excuses for not being happy or not being peace. And we can interpret things the way that we wanted to feel it. If we don't want to feel at peace, we can interpret whatever that's happening. And this is not going to give you peace. So I'm going to talk about two kind of communication with God. And the one is come from the lack, and from the victimist side. It's this one, when we ask God, why me, God? Why this is happening to me? And other questions are, please, God, give me peace. Give me peace. Give me patience. We already have all those things. Give me happiness, God. Give me those and things or material things. Give me this and this. Because this prayer is come from the lack. Because we think that we are lack of peace and gratitude and happiness and all those qualities. Or we're asking for material things that we think when we have it, we will be more happy. But it's not right. So the prayer, I'm going to talk about this because we are about to be in 2025. And we became very exciting to do and to make changes in our life, changes in our family, do the better things. And the good prayer for this year can be, watch yourself, look yourself, observe yourself, and or ask a friend or someone who you trust, and they tell you three things that you do automatically. How can I call this? Como tres características desagradables?
Three characteristics that are not favorable.
Okay, those three characters, and then you will pray for. For example, I said to God, okay, God, complaining. I'm going to be very concentrated in myself in complaining. I'm going to be very, very taking care of the second one, that is doing the
victimizing myself
to take benefits. And the other was
victimizing and complaining, right?
Victimizing, complaining. I don't remember the other one. Oh, okay, the laziness, like laziness. Comfort, the comfort zone. So when you observe, you can observe the qualities do you want, would you like to remove, and go for it. God, help me. How can I be more proactive? Help me. I have this and this and this. And then go for it. Go for it. Pray for this. And then feel gratitude that you already you already not victimizing yourself or complaining. And when you catch yourself victimizing or complaining, say, okay, I'm doing it again. So I will.
You get to choose again.
Choose again. And this is determination. And this is the prayer that we need for being a better me next year, 2025.
Yes. It's renewing your soul for 2025.
My best version
of myself. The best version of yourself. That's right. That's beautiful. the true communication, like you said, communicating with God about these three characteristics that I don't like. I think it's a continual observance.
Controlling can be.
And being observant, mm-hmm. being aware
Perfect.
Of your thoughts continually. But also, since our inner master, the Holy Spirit, is always available to ask him and tell me, show me where I'm being a victim. Show me where I'm victimizing myself. Tell me so that I can correct it and I could choose again. Tell me when I'm being mm-hmm. lazy. Mm-hmm. Tell me when I am manipulating a situation to not correct myself or to not choose again and recenter myself into this new version I'm practicing to achieve for 2025.
Yes, and you will see the difference. So when you, because I observed this weekend that I was talking most of the time with my husband, like a little bit tough. Like, okay, like, mm-hmm. it was normal for me. It was normal.
Mm-hmm.
Since my little daughter told me, Mom, be more kind with daddy. And I was like, what?
She noticed your tone of voice was
yes,
a little stern.
Like always, like, John.
A little bit stern.
Yeah, yeah, yes.
Stern.
And then, do you remember that we were talking about, I know, it was in our morning reading that okay. we would talk about kind and just lovely, but not judging.
Correct.
Still lovely, patient. And I've been doing it. But for doing this, I had to remove my bad characteristic, that it was like talking like tough, like just rough.
Rough, yeah. Mm-hmm. With certainty, but yet not with that sweetness.
Yeah. And now, sweetness. And now what? Hypocrisy?
Yeah. Hypocrisy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not with the...
Not with hypocrisy. No. Not being a hypocrite or not trying to manipulate the
yes.
but being sincere and being honest.
Mm-hmm. And this is going to become the normal in me.
And that's going to become your normal?
Yes. And I enjoy the result.
Oh, that's beautiful. So you've been practicing it for a bit.
For this. I start this weekend.
This week?
This weekend.
Okay. Well, we want to see how it turns.
Wow.
It's beautiful.
Yes, it's beautiful. And also, oh my gosh.
But it's a decision. It's a choice.
I had to write a lot, but I also removing the disobedience. When my husband used to ask me like, hey, Brenda, through this trash. I was like, whatever. I see a lot.
Like, you can do it.
Uh-huh, okay. And then, but those little things, when you do it, the things happen. Because I said, okay, John, yes. What else, love? I was like, looking at me like, what?
Like what
happened to you? Yeah. Do you need something else? Do you need a coffee in the morning?
But not because you're looking for a benefit out of your action, but because it's a
I'm removing
disobedience.
Yes.
It's a practice.
Because for the whole life is I'd be normal, not the obedience. Back with the Course of Miracles,
you're,
it teach
you're
me.
You're practicing the manual of teachers.
Yes, because imagine with the 365 lessons that we need to do in the certainty time uh-huh. and the prayers, the meditation. So
you're becoming your new version
yes,
of yourself.
Yes, and I enjoy
it. I love that technique that you're using.
I'm enjoying
Working
that's
on
what I'm, this is.
Disobedience.
Yes, the communication, it's very good. But when something doesn't like me, I will tell you something that I learned from my mom. I used to have a boyfriend that my mom doesn't like it, mm-hmm. but she never said anything. She treated him with a very respect, kind, and service and everything. But she told me later that she always prayed, God, if this boy doesn't be a good boy for my daughter, please let it go.
Let him go,
God. And she prayed in that way. And one day, this boy disappeared
from my life. Worked. Her prayers worked.
Yeah. So I said, okay, Mom, thank you. Because sometimes in life, we act like blind. Everybody is blind. Yeah,
we're that's blind. That's why we need the inner that master, inner
everybody's
spirit
like watching. You know, everybody's watching what's happening and can tell you, but you can see it and you don't understand it.
Definitely.
At least you want it. You really want it and you open it.
Yeah. And a lot of times when it's the dating game, you really don't know what you even want. You're just excited or under that false illusion, the excitement of this new person that's courting you.
That's true.
Yeah. The communication, though, to the spirit, I think, is essential because I think his purpose, I was reading right now in the Course of Miracles, his purpose is so that we return to our original form of communication with our Creator. And if you remember in Scripture, in the Bible, God would speak directly to everybody in the Old Testament. And that came to me right now that I'm reading this because it says the original form of communication between God and his creations, where it was a direct communication. And that is what the Holy Spirit in us, that inner teacher, is trying to do, purify our thoughts in our mind and remove all those ideas and beliefs that don't belong to God, that are not from God, so that we can have that direct communication with our Father, because the Holy Spirit, in the principles of the miracles, it says the Holy Spirit is the highest communication medium. So there's nobody else. It's the Holy Spirit and the only one who's going to guide us to that, I'm going to say, perfect communication with our Father. It says, miracles do not involve this type of communication because they are temporary communication devices only for this temporary experience. When you return to your original form of communication with God by direct revelation, and that is a lot of times what we read in Scripture, that they received revelations, but that is what we're trying to get ourselves back into, that direct revelation where God can speak to us directly from the Creator to the creation as children of God. Another, wow, that's beautiful.
Another beautiful example for our audience, if everybody wants to practice this, it's like communicate with others. It does not matter what the other things think, look like, or do, or whatever. Communicate with them like yourself. Like if yourself. One of my friends called me, and I was talking to her, and I said, imagine all the time. Imagine that all the time, for example, me, Brenda, when I go outside, are many Brendas. Many. Brenda next to me, Brenda right there in the radio, Brenda. So how I'm going to communicate with my other Brendas? So it take this for example, and it was really nice. You know what? Because I was walking, and then I see a man picking the trash from the store, and I said, "What can I say to Brenda picking the trash?" I said. And at the time, like with the heart, with genuine, I said, you know what? The work you do, it's very important. Because if you don't do this job, all the trash will be everywhere.
Piled up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he smiled. And I said, I smile. Yes. So it was like a game to me, but it was a beautiful game.
A fulfilling game.
Fulfilling game.
And grateful.
Yeah. Yes, because you that's remember beautiful. Our lesson last time that the gift that we give is the
is
gift
what we receive.
What we receive.
And what we have. And those gifts are ours, that they belong to us.
Yes, and the kindness and all those stuff, it's not for the others. It's always for ourselves. When
correct.
We are kind, when we don't, if, whatever, what happened, do not think in a wrong way.
Yeah, and I'm going to say that the ego is totally against communication. He does not want us to communicate because communication means unity. Mm-hmm. And the real communication is the communication between minds. So it's not even the words we speak. It's not even the intention either. It's really the real communication is between our minds more than our words that we speak to each other. Mm-hmm. So that's the beauty of the real communication.
Yes, and any thoughts that come to your mind that invite you to the separation now belong to God.
Correct.
And every single thought that comes to our mind that is saying something beautiful about the other person or saying something inspiring.
They're inspired by the Spirit of God.
By the Spirit to feel it in this.
And expand it.
Yeah,
and expand what happens it. Every time we get these beautiful thoughts that come from heaven, they enter into an expansion form and they reach more than one mind because they are life-based. And when the ego gives us any other type of idea or thought that doesn't come from God, it has no life. So it doesn't go anywhere.
That's true.
It doesn't expand. It just dies away.
Yes. I would like to end our Inner Peace Radio today with a beautiful forgiveness prayer to feel the unity for a couple seconds. So in whatever place you are, take a very deep, deep breath. Just connect with yourself. You think about yourself. See yourself, how you're dressed, if somebody else is around you. Forget about the place you born. Forget about your race, your culture, and everything. And take a very deep breath. And if you have something next to you or thinking about something, start thinking the thoughts that you would like for you. And with a deep gratitude, because we are in the month of gratitude, we will say, thank you, Father. Thank you, God, for the joy, for the peace, for the unity, for all the wisdom that is now in our world. Thank you for all help you give us. Thank you for Helen Schutman and Bill Telfer, that they do this amazing job. Thank you for all the masters, all the teachers around the world, working for the unity, working for the peace, giving smile, giving with the heart. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Brenda, for this beautiful prayer and beautiful evening to all.
Thank you for listening. At Inner Peace Radio, we provide ways to cultivate mindfulness, embrace meditation, and nurture your soul.
I'm Brenda, and for more information about psychotherapy service, please reach me at 909-678-0617. Mi nombre es Brenda, y si quieres más información para sesiones privadas de psicoterapia, por favor llama al 909-678-0617.
And I am Lupe. You can reach me at my website, embracepeace.com, and you can book a session there. Thank you for listening.
KCAA Radio has openings for one-hour talk shows. If you want to host a radio show, now is the time. Make KCAA your flagship station. Our rates are affordable and our services are second to none. We broadcast to a population of 5 million people. Plus, we stream and podcast on all major online audio and video systems. If you've been thinking about broadcasting a weekly radio program on real radio plus the internet, contact our CEO at 281-599-9800. 281-599-9800. You can Skype your show from your home to our Redlands, California studio, where our live producers and engineers are ready to work with you personally. A radio program on KCAA is the perfect work-from-home avocation in these stressful times. Just type kcaaradio.com into your browser to learn more about hosting a show on the best station in the nation, or call our CEO for details, 281-599-9800.
Christina, KCAA Loma Linda at 106.5 FM, K293 CF Moreno Valley.
You're listening to an encore presentation of this program, KCAA, the Inland Talk Express.
The views and opinions expressed by individuals on the following program do not necessarily reflect those of the network, Guys Guy Radio, and its platforms. It's Guys Guy.